Joe Biden demands gun control after Hunter tried to obtain weapon by allegedly lying on background check. By Wendell Hasebo on March 15, 2023. President Joe Biden on Tuesday demanded Congress enact stricter gun control measures after Hunter Biden in 2018 tried to obtain a weapon by allegedly providing false statements on an AFT background check, a violation that carries fines up to $250,000 and or 10 years of imprisonment. Joe Biden claimed he is trying to keep firearms out of dangerous hands by asking Congress to enact stricter gun control measures. As I continue to call on Congress to require background check on all firearm sales, Biden said he has directed his attorney general to take every lawful action possible to move us as close as we can to universal background checks without legislation. It's just common sense, check if someone is a felon or domestic abuser before they buy a gun, Joe Biden said. Joe Biden's renewed demand for gun control comes after a Washington Post report indicated that federal agents believe they have compiled sufficient evidence to charge Hunter over alleged lying on a gun purchase background check ATF Form 4473. Breitbart News reported the specifics of the form. Breitbart News noted ATF Form 4473 is the background check each would-be gun buyer fills out when trying to buy a gun at retail. A federal firearms license, FFL, holder then calls the FBI and relays the information from the form, receiving the all-clear to sell the gun or rejection, which means the gun cannot be sold to the prospective buyer. A third option is that the FBI can alert the FFL holder that it will extend the background check another 3 business days to give FBI reviewers additional time to check criminal records. Giving false information on an ATF Form 4473 carries a punishment which includes fines up to $250,000 and or 10 years of imprisonment. Form 4473 asks questions of the would-be gun purchaser, including questions related to drug use. Are you an unlawful user of, or addicted to, marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance? Warning. The use or possession of marijuana remains unlawful under federal law regardless of whether it has been legalized or decriminalized for medicinal or recreational purposes in the state where you reside. Hunter's alleged false statement on the form coincides with the years of drug abuse that includes 2018 when he filled out ATF Form 4473 for a gun purchase. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.